Well, it was the wedding of the century. Everybody's still... Oh, wedding bells. What, you hear that? The wedding bells have rung. Oh, ow.
I don't think that's a wedding bell. I think that's like when Jesus wrote... Yeah, or the death march.
Oh, because I YouTubed wedding bells and this one came up.
It sounds like when it's I went to church when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, the church wedding bells. Yeah, this was not a church wedding. Don't know if you heard. Oh, my God. Is everyone... Has people recovered from the wedding? I am post-honeymooned. Do I have that honeymoon glow?
You have a glow, yes.
Yeah, you look very refreshed.
Oh, well, I am. I am. Oh, the wedding. Everybody.
You did it.
I did it. And today we're going to talk about it. It is the wedding heard around the world.
God. Sadie, married lady.
Have you ever seen anything of more buildup in your entire life? But was it worth it? That's the question. We're going to break down everything from what we wore, who was there, the food, the day of.
Oh my God. I have so much to break. We have down. So much to break. Break it down.
Everything. We're going to
break it down.
Plus, I have a guest. Someone you don't know. You have it's one of those guests that you have no idea who they are. And you're going to have to figure it out.
I'm excited and hate this all at the same time.
Nikki, right? That's exactly right. Love it and hate it because we're terrible at it.
You are terrible. Do you want me to cancel? I can cancel them.
No.
Yeah, let's just talk about the wedding.
No, I can't cancel them. Stupid. So, here's the other
thing.
Dumb, dumb.
I'm still just as mean.
I'm married now, but I'm still cruel.
He's even meaner.
I am in Palm Springs. And so I had to get a new computer. You know how I got a new computer on the East Coast? Well, I wanted these desktop Macs here. So I have that. And I can't find our sound effects. I don't know where anything is. So I know. So I was going to play the theme song, but I don't have it. So I went through old emails. And you know what? I found a theme song that a straight talker wrote, like, I'm talking like 6 years ago.
Wait, I need. Oh, that's that.
I played it on the show, but it references like.
It won't make sense to the new listener, but
at all. But you know what? Fuck off. All right, let's get the show started.
Just told the new listener to fuck off.
And that's a fact. He'll talk you through your day to day. Keep you coming back. This is tough love, honey. You can count on that. You're straight talk with Rob. Straight talk with Russ. Every week, straight talk with Russ. And for Tricky, straight talk with Russ. Straight talk with Russ. Straight talk with Russ. Straight talk with Russ.
Wow.
Wow. Why is that not our theme song?
That should be the theme song, right?
That's so good.
Yeah, it's really good. Little boy band, so gay. Yes,
thank you. Zach, really phenomenal work. That's from the vault, the Straight Talk vault.
I hope Zach's still alive to hear that. It was 6 years ago.
Zach is fine. Why? Do you know something about Zach that we don't know?
No, but 6 years is a long time.
Long time. I wonder if he fell off from listening to the show.
He sounds young and able-bodied. I think he's still of this earth.
Zach, if you're still with us, can you do
with us? What, Zach, did
he making it sound like play the wedding bells again.
Yeah, right. Zach, if you're still with us, listen.
In honor
call to action
of Zach. hear ye, Zach of yesteryear.
It's not 1902.
It's 1902. I can see the coffin being held
we
up.
We miss you,
people,
Zach.
You know, walked in.
Zach lays in state here. No.
Seriously, this is not funny. What if something did happen to Zach and now
he's fine.
Zach, best known for writing this hit theme song.
He's gonna give it to you straight, and that's a fact.
6 years ago, when he was healthy.
It's the contrast. Oh my God, I just remembered something I have to tell you.
Zach rest. Well, welcome to the show. Oh my God, we have so much to get to. Okay, let's talk into it. The wedding, Malone was on the fence. Was he going to go? Was he not going to go? What was he going to wear if he did go? Would he like Puerto Vallarta? Would he get diarrhea? Nicole, she officiated the whole wedding. And then I was there too with Dr. Gentleman, baby doll caller,
baby doll,
now who is a husband, Dr. Husband, baby doll caller. It all happened. Let's break it down.
Yes.
Where do we start, Nikki? We all arrive in Puerto Vallarta from different corners of the earth. The people closest to us all come in mass to the place where Wellie and I met.
Yes. And it was vibrating. To back up just real quick, though, Malone and I were on the same flight and didn't realize it till we got to the airport. How
that
funny
was wonderful.
That?
How fun.
So we flew together. We got, you know, we settled in the hotel. And right when I got there, I started seeing familiar faces. And then it hit me like, oh my God, we're all here. And it felt like when you get to invite your other friends to your summer camp, because for a long time, it was just Ross and Frisco's, and we would all go, and this little pod of us would go to this one spot in PV. And I felt like we were opening that spot up to all these other people in our lives and saying, welcome to our little, like our little hideaway that we used to escape to, and where you and Wellie met. It was beautiful. The weather was perfection. It was sunny, warm, a breeze in the air. And everybody was vibrating and very excited to be there.
I could not agree more. It was just so magical. And the Thursday that most people got in there, we had like a happy hour on a roof with a bunch of people coming in. Right. And then Friday was the night before the wedding. We hosted a karaoke. We rented out my favorite karaoke bar and like catered with like shit, like, you know, pizza, tacos, burgers, things like that. And it was so fun. Now, Malone, you flew down to Puerto Vallarta before we get to the wedding day. I want to talk about your experience. You were on the fence of coming or not. What happened when you got there? What did you think?
I, first of all, was happy and relieved that Nikki was on my flight. That flight was very belligerent, wasn't it, Nikki?
Oh,
it was just sloppy. It was sloppy.
I don't know why.
It was just loud and raucous. And but we got there safe. Yeah. And then I lost Nikki when I got to the airport. So I was kind of like, you know, on my own in the wild, wild west.
Oh, going through what's that called? Customs. Oh,
customs.
You had to navigate that. That's a pain.
Boy,
in the ass.
Are they aggressive at the gate, Ross? My God, come over here. Here's a margarita. Come over here. Get a timeshare. I was like, what is happening?
You got to walk right through it. I told you. I said you got to walk. They're going to talk to you like they know you. Just walk right through it. They're trying to get you to buy something.
That was really aggressive. But I just want to say the first thing, you know, when you walk, Mexico has a smell to it.
No, there's like I love. You're right. It does have a smell. It's like
it has a smell.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, I was brought right back to my childhood when I got off that plane. So right away, I felt like, oh, this is going to be great. Mm-hmm. Like it just felt warm and familiar.
So
to
your
me.
Anxiety
and my childhood
left?
Came back. It my left anxiety back. Completely left. Mm-hmm. Mexico has this, like, I call it dirty chaos, which makes it beautiful. This is my experience. I loved it. I loved the streets, the hotel. I mean, the resort was beautiful. I loved that I had, my room was...
You stayed in the place where you turned down a free room where we were going to stay.
Yeah.
Is there any regret now that you've been there knowing you missed a free room?
Because you guys,
I
invited Malone pre-pandemia and he turned it down. He didn't want to get diarrhea. He said, no, I won't accept a free room down there. And you've seen it now. Did you just cut the chase? Did you get diarrhea?
I did not get diarrhea. I dodged it and I was very careful about it. I do want to back up and just say my room was right underneath Ross and Wellie's. So the first thing I thought, like, either I'm going to hear a lot of like stuff going on, like, or I'm just going to hear crickets. All I heard was like loud bangs every now and then. I don't know if you were throwing around furniture. I don't know what you're doing.
Of course you were. Well, that's what we do. Yeah.
I dodged the diarrhea. Taya,
talk to me about diarrhea. Focus.
Okay. I was so
that was juicy.
You know, that was my main goal was to run from that diarrhea and COVID. Those were my two things. So I ran
Which
from
one
COVID
was first? Which one first?
Diarrhea was first, COVID was second, because I'm quadrupled.
Were you like Charlotte in the first Sex and the City movie, eating pudding cups when she was in Mexico? She didn't want to have diarrhea.
Yeah. No, I wasn't that extreme, but I was very, everything that I ordered, everything that came to me, you know, like at that first gathering, I was, you know, I would say, is there diarrhea in this? Like Taya was laughing because my code word for diarrhea was diarrhea. Like I would talk to the help there. Like, is there diarrhea in this?
Yeah.
Am I going to get diarrhea from that? Uh-huh. So bottled water is key. ate a lot of guacamole.
These sound effects are too gross for me. I'm sorry. Oh, I did not choose these. I just Googled them and that.
I'm having diarrhea now.
Oh God. That honestly, that last one hit me in a way that makes me need to see a second.
Did you get diarrhea?
Like the diarrhea chills. I just got them.
Sorry, whoa. that was deep. Sorry. God. Got me. Nothing's ever like
vibrated my mic.
Wow. Ugh. I did not get diarrhea. I had one thunderstorm in my tummy, but it might have been. Oh yeah, and you know when it happened? Yeah, oh, this is so beautiful. Yeah. Nikki and a bunch of, and I posted a picture. Taya, Arlene, Bonnie, my friend Molly, a bunch of the women who have been so instrumental in my life. They threw a little shower. Bethy threw Bethy's, a little shower for me, and they said, well, they decided on their own to all wear white to it. This is the day of the wedding, Saturday at London.
Nice.
And without knowing that, I was like, what should I wear? Blah, blah, blah. And I saw I had a white button-up dress shirt and white shorts. And I was like, oh, I told Wally, oh, it'll be funny. I'll wear white and white. I'll be like a bride. How funny. Oh. So I walked downstairs and they're all there in white. We didn't plan it. And we were in white. And at that pre-wedding,
like a pre-wedding luncheon, shower party luncheon,
while wearing white, I did have diarrhea.
We were all giving you a little toast, and I look at Ross's face and I was like, oh, he seems unsettled. He goes, excuse me, I'm just gonna, I need a moment, my stomach. And we were like, oh, we all know exactly what that means.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
To just let it out, like let out the news that I had a tummy thing. I was like, they all started doing these heartfelt, like Ross, tears in their eye looking, I want you to. And I was like, oh fuck, oh no, I'm wearing the smallest white shorts and this is going to be a minute. Like they're all talking to me sincerely and I'm about to have a shotgun blast out of my rectum. And so I stopped to the nearest people. I go, you know what? I'm going to have to take a minute because I'm going to have to shit myself. So that's how I said it. So I need to just run. And they all were like, okay, well, you, yeah, go for it. I don't know if it was nerves or what, but it was much like a thunderstorm. It just came in and it went out.
Probably a little bit of both.
This is very sweet for me to hear because you want, when I was concerned about the diarrhea, you said, I hope you get it. And I hope you're wearing white when you get it.
Did I say that to you?
You did say that to me.
Was that on this program? Or was
and you wanted me to have it at the wedding wearing white.
I would love that. I would love. Oh, we got to talk about what you wore to the wedding.
Yes.
Okay. So
can we talk about, okay. Yeah. I want to, and I also want to talk about, I don't know if people understand what you wore to the wedding. Cause I think that's kind of cool.
Well, I had my own suit made by Robbie and Company. This suit manufacturer, this hand makes everything. And so I went and met with him, Robbie, and I said, I have a vision. And he was like, well, you know, we do traditional black tux. And I was like, no, we're have you not. Met me? We're not. I wanted to be in head to toe gold, gold shimmery, like LeMay. And I wanted to be double breasted with a really wide lapel. I wanted the buttons to be the same color material as the suit. I didn't want like black buttons. I didn't want any disruption. I just wanted to be gold head to toe. I had a very specific vision and he executed it. And
you looked great.
Thank you. I was so proud. I didn't want to wear a tie. So I just did open white tuxedo shirt, but inside the tuxedo were my parents' initials, like embroidered in hidden spots. Lots of different things were embroidered, personal touches in that suit. And the inside was this like purple paisley, beautiful. And then it had a bunch of pockets that I put treasures from my parents and whatnot, little things inside the suit. So it was very personal and I'll never wear it again, but I'll keep it forever.
Right.
I really just loved it.
You said it was really gay. Maybe you're like, it's gay. I didn't think it was that gay.
Really?
No, I thought it was really beautiful.
Well, nobody knew what I was going to wear till I just walked around the corner. And that's a thing that'll, if you think you're emotionally ready for a wedding, walk around the corner. When you walk out and see it, when you go down the aisle and Wellington's dad walked us down, he was between us. I have never cried that much in public, but I'll tell you. Everybody came with this open heart and ready to share and really and allowed us to be that vulnerable. And I don't think there was a person there that wasn't crying. Do you think?
Did you see one person?
Oh, that's funny. I don't know. Don't say who.
I do know who. I know who you're going to say.
That's funny. I don't know who. Well, let's not focus on them. But tell me later. But it was really beautiful.
Perfect.
You know,
it was a perfect wedding.
Do you really think Malone?
Oh, 100%, right?
Ross, it was a perfect wedding in every sense of the word. And I have to say, What I love most, can I just tell you this now?
Sure. Yes.
I loved that I felt your mom's spirit and your dad's spirit and Welly's mom's spirit. They were there. It was like, you could feel it. You created that. They were there.
Well, we purposefully said that, you know, and we had chairs with their pictures and candles and Nikki and who officiated, and we'll get to that in a second, how the most amazing officiant. I highly recommend her. And, I think she's going to business. Go to NikkiOfficiant.com. It's NikkiOfficiant.com.
Oh, wow.
That's a joke. But
be a drive-through.
We wrote, a lot of what we wanted Nikki to do. And one thing we had in there, and Nikki, you can talk about this, and it's something that was very specific to us, but we had a moment where it wasn't just acknowledging those who weren't there, but
it wasn't just like, think of them. It was like, carry them with you. Mm-hmm. Think of them, close your eyes and smile and hold them with. So I felt like they were an active part of your wedding. And I love that. I'm stealing that for mine, by the way.
Well, because we thank you. And what we wrote was like, think of them, picture them, hear their voices because they're here. Voices. And I feel like when we said that, people sort of brought them forward in a way.
That's exactly right. You could feel the energy of that. Yeah. Where did you come up with that idea? That they had candles in those areas.
I just was very insistent on it, that
it was beautiful.
I wanted that. And then my wedding planner, Mikey Russo, our wedding planner, who's amazing, he had those printed and put them all together.
How did you feel up there?
Were you proud? So proud. And overwhelmed, but completely present. You know what I said to myself? Like, I don't know if you've had anything big happen. Like, the only thing I can sort of, this is not going to be a relatable story, but I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
The first time we won the Emmy for Drag Race, I don't remember any of it. It was like, wow, a blur. We ran up there with a back and oh my God. Blah, blah, blah. And I remember someone asked me, what was it like? I'm like, I don't know what it was like. I was there. Yeah. I experienced it, but I couldn't tell you. All of a sudden we were backstage. I was like, did that just happen? And so the second time when we won, I was like, I want to be present. I want to take a movie of this in my mind. And I looked out and I looked at people and I looked at Rue and I kept thinking to myself, do that. Be very, very present in this moment so you can remember it. And so I don't know if you noticed, but during the ceremony, I made eye contact with you. I was looking out into the audience, making eye contact with people. I was just very present and I can remember every moment of it. And I was so proud and I'm so happy. And it just was executed perfectly, perfectly, perfectly.
It was.
Perfectly.
And I think what's really important is that you, just as your officiant, I assume that we would be rehearsing. It would all be planned and organized. I was shocked because Ross, you are a planner and you like to have things in order and you like to be in charge of things, but you were like, here's your script of the things that you say, people are going to give readings and let's just do it. We did not have a rehearsal.
No.
So there was a little part of us that were like, we were all in the same boat. We were all sort of just thrown into this love fest together and it was vulnerable. People were crying. People were moved. People
everyone were laughing. Was crying.
Yeah.
The music was perfect. It was like an emotional journey, but there was so much love in the room. And I think after being pent up for so long with COVID, we all haven't felt that in a room in a very long time. We weren't in a room, by the way, we were out next to the ocean, but I remember I felt like we all sort of in a fucked up way. Like we all kind of like married each other. Like I love Welly's family. I love your family in a different way. Like we were all like merged together in a very beautiful way that I've never experienced that before. And thanks a lot. Cause now you raised the bar so high. I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do for my wedding?
Yeah.
I know.
It's a great way to describe it though, Nikki, his wedding, how we all came together. I loved Wellington's family.
Yeah.
I love your family. Like everybody was just there together. We all merged,
Well, it was perfect, but I do have to talk about two specific things.
Mm-hmm.
First, I have to thank Nikki Boyer.
Oh.
Because it was, Nikki was there when Welly and I met, and it was such a perfect call. I mean, maybe I'll just sing my own praises. What a wonderful person I am to think of this, to think, well, hey, Welly, should we have Nikki do it? And Ross, you're a genius. And I am, because it was the most perfect call. Nikki, you are such a professional, like host and everything like that. But you brought such heart to this, and you gave a speech too that was so sweet about the small things of love. Nikki, I'll never forget looking at you and looking at Welly and seeing, thinking about the three of us up there in that moment, from the moment where we came with that breakfast burrito 2.5 years ago.
I know. It was one of the, and I'm not being dramatic, it was one of the biggest honors of my life. I've never married anyone, much less one of my best friends to a human that I completely love too. It was just being able to have a front row seat of watching the two of you exchange vows and watching you be so vulnerable was such a treat for me. And then getting to sort of facilitate this room of all these amazing people that were speaking and sharing. And it was an honor. And I was really, really fucking nervous. In fact, Bethy was like, what do you need? And I was like, a Jack and Coke. I don't even know what's in a Jack.
Did you have a Jack and Coke before?
You don't know what? What do you mean you don't know what's in a Jack and Coke?
I didn't
know. Jack and Coke. What's hard about that?
Yeah.
I don't know why I asked for that. I don't even like it. What is Jack?
She is so.
Is it whiskey?
Jack Daniels. Yeah. Nikki was so nervous. She was
kept
practicing in her book. She had it all printed out. She's so different than me. And I told her I'm going to be.
We did on the Drew Barrymore. I think we.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be officiating your wedding. Yeah.
Yes.
And I told her, I promise you, I'm officiating Nikki's wedding.
I didn't know that.
Well, oh, but maybe we didn't say it.
Maybe we didn't.
Maybe
I told her.
Girl that her wedding.
No, probably not. But I said, I promise you, I will not prepare this much for your wedding. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Speaking of Flower Girl, Drew Barrymore, she made it. She made it there. She flew in that morning and she was so gorgeous and so happy and so present and so beautiful. I couldn't believe she actually showed up. I know she said she would, but I was told, you know, with famous people, you're like, and then you're like,
No, she showed up.
She did.
Showed up, did her job. She was lovely.
I want to know,
really,
Malone, what did you think? Cause you saw me walk, Nikki walked down the aisle. Then my brother, Eric, the best man, Raquel, Wellie's pride of honor. We call it the ring bearers. And there comes Drew Barrymore in her bright yellow dress with the flower basket, tossing flower petals. And there you are, Eve Harrington. In the corner. Oh God. Like one gay got that joke reference. Just by the way.
Yeah, one gay. Okay, just that one gay.
There you are sitting there.
Look, I didn't feel any bitterness when she was coming out as the Flower Girl, but I did feel like I could have done this so much better.
Oh God.
I could have really worked that.
You
crowd
said it was a perfect wedding. You said it was perfect.
Yeah, it was perfect. I wasn't upset when she came walking out because I knew she was coming out. I just knew that I could have done it better.
What would you have done that would have been better?
Oh, are you kidding me? Cartwheel spins, dances.
That's what I want.
Like it would have been so joyous. Mm-hmm. I would have really taken it full tilt. Will say, Nikki, you didn't seem nervous. And you know, what I love about you, Nikki, is not only how articulate you are, but you have that voice. When your voice cracks, you know, Ross, when her voice cracks, when she's going to cry, it makes other people cry. Like she has that.
Hold on.
No,
Nikki didn't make them cry. I made them cry.
No,
Nikki.
When Nikki's voice cracks, she has that ability to you want to cry.
I can do it.
You didn't make anybody in that audience cry. She.
Are you out of your goddamn?
Well, he did. Well, he was so sweet how he cried. He was so cute wiping his tears.
I cried. I made people cry.
You were stone cold.
I was not stone cold. You're stone now. I was not. I
saw tears streaming down Ross's face. Streaming.
Did you? He was really actually crying?
That when Bonnie gave her speech, which is gay.
Bonnie stole the show, I thought. Yeah.
I stole the show from me. How dare she? It's my wedding. Can't see. I'm in a gold suit.
You really didn't say much. You just stood there.
I just stood there.
And let everybody else do the work.
Hold on. Wellie, let's get Wellie's opinion on this.
Well, to be fair, I was on the side where I could see Wellie. I only saw your back.
Well, that's on you.
Ew.
Well, hi, baby. Hi, Christian. Husband. Here, wait, guys, please welcome. Please welcome to the program for the very first time.
Oh, my God, baby doll.
Baby doll. My husband.
Hi, baby doll.
He's so cute with his hat on.
Oh, my God.
Look at him. He just got back from yoga.
You are so cute, Wellie.
So cute. Hi, Wellie.
So he just said that Bonnie stole the show at our wedding and that Nikki made people cry and I didn't. He said, Ross, you didn't even cry. You were stone cold. He's wrong.
Yeah, you were wrong. He was making everyone cry.
Yeah.
I think you made everyone cry.
Oh, yeah, that's
true. Wellie, I want to thank you. This is kind of a selfish thing, but I have to thank you because in that event at that karaoke bar, my social anxiety kicked in and I just had to go in and leave quickly. But you were so sympathetic and so understanding and you're like, grab your gift bag and you walked me to the door. So I really appreciate that. So thank you.
I don't
you.
Think you should have gotten a gift bag if you didn't stay at the event.
I want to talk about that gift bag too.
Me too. Yeah,
but
me
don't
too.
You,
we have to talk about that gift bag.
Gift
what was
bags
in it.
Were for people who came to the event, not who walked by the
this
event.
This is why I love.
Out.
This is why I love Welly. Welly understands.
Welly supported, and honestly, thank you. It was nice having you there. So thank you.
And what did you think about his outfit?
Who's outfit?
Malone's.
Oh, Malone's. It was interesting.
Okay, so this means you two must have talked about it.
Nope, we have never once spoken about it
at all.
At all.
Why do you say interesting and not good?
Well, interesting is a better word.
Well, describe it.
It was a very interesting blue
pant,
and then some flowery button-down short sleeve shirt with a black wide brim hat. So, you know, it was good for the shade.
It was very,
the shade of it all.
I think it put the chic in Chico's.
You told me you liked it.
I loved it. Who was it?
Chico's.
It put the chic in Chico's.
Sure did.
Do you know, I got a lot of compliments on that outfit, to be honest with you.
I loved it. I loved every second of it. I really did. It was very, the Birdcage, you know what I mean?
It was that gay.
It was that gay. Where'd you get
I
the
didn't
pants?
Think of it as gay. I got them at Nordstrom Rack. They're women's stretch elastic
pants. Yeah, so let's hear what you're saying.
What? Oh,
where'd you get the shirt?
I got that at Target.
And the hat?
Amazon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about promoting corporations there.
Yeah, thank you so much. She shops small businesses. But is there anything you want to say? We'll talk about that in a second. Is there anything you want to say to the listeners or to Nikki Malone about the wedding or anything?
Yeah.
Yes, I want to say thank you. Thank you for all the love. It was a special, special, really, really special moment. And I was married now.
Wait, Welly, real quick.
This kiss.
Quickly, what were you, can I just ask, when you were getting married, what was going through your head? Was it one single thought or were you everywhere? Like, were you thinking about everyone? What was it like?
I was actually really focusing, trying to be present at the moment, actually like taking it all in, listening to everyone's words and, you know, just how people were reacting to it. I was actually taking it all in. I remember seeing my brother-in-law crying, you know, and that was always going to be etched in my brain because it was just such very sweet moment. And I just realized that everyone there was there for us.
Yeah.
And so that for me was just like why I loved it so much. And it was finally like I said, during our vows, it's one of those moments where we finally are able to proclaim our love in front of everyone.
Yeah.
So it was great.
Wow.
And how do you feel being married now?
Yeah.
I mean, more secure with you.
Oh.
And, Just loved.
Oh
my God, you guys are so fucking cute.
It does too feel much.
Different. It feels different. You guys feel different to me as a couple. You feel
really
married.
There was like a shift after you get married.
I can feel it in my heart. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like more, it's the same thing, the same energy. It just feels like concrete. I mean, it's of course, it just feels more solid and that feels good.
And your honeymoon was great.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Las Alamandas. There's a video on my social media. Oh my God, you guys. Like fancy, fancy, fancy. And
Good sex.
Malone asked a filthy question.
Uh-oh.
Isn't that what you do on your honeymoon?
I mean, it's kind of the point.
Rated G for gay.
Did you guys get pregnant?
Rated G for gay.
We did what husbands do. All right. That's all you need to know. Wow.
See, I'd feel a lot of pressure about the honeymoon.
You would?
The way I think. Yeah. Like, are we supposed to have like sex? What if I'm tired? What if I have it? Can we just fall asleep? Like, I don't know. There'd be pressure about it.
I did feel that on the wedding night. I was like, oh God. Like, well, I thought about like young brides, you know, like for years, like they had to do the wedding. It's so emotionally draining and this and that. And then you have to go back and like in the olden days when people didn't have sex, like now I have to lose my virginity. I'm exhausted.
That's right. God, that's exactly day. Right.
I'm in high heels all day. I just met your grandma. Are you nuts? And then they're like, oh, now, yeah, okay, yeah, let's do this. It's not going to be great. Let's go. I was so tired. I just wanted a quesadilla.
Well, we had beef.
I ordered a quesadilla.
Oh, did you hear him?
He just left. Oh,
did you hear that?
What did he say?
He goes, Ross goes, all I wanted was a quesadilla. And then Welly goes, but he had beef Wellington instead. And then he took the mic off and left. Like he dropped it.
I love him. I really do love Wellington.
Outrageous. Well, it's funny I mentioned a quesadilla because I have a bone to pick with Malone because I walked over. He's at his table. I'm making the rounds around the table. And I say, hi. How you good? What'd you order for dinner? Because there's options. And Malone goes, I asked him to make me a quesadilla.
And you know what Ross's reaction was? This makes me furious. I'm furious over this.
That's what I said.
At the wedding. I'm furious about this.
What made you think you could order a quesadilla? That's not how it works. We're in Mexico.
I'm in Mexico. I was dodging the diarrhea. Cheese is binding. I didn't want the fish. I didn't want beef. Right.
They
can whip a quesadilla up in 2 seconds. Right.
You don't go to a wedding with a menu and order off the menu.
Nikki got a special dish.
Well, that's a vegetarian dish. There's a vegetarian option.
Yeah, I did get, it was delicious.
There is a fish, a beef, and then you could ask for a vegetarian option. Yeah. You don't ask for, what do you want? Chicken fingers? You want a quesadilla? Are you a toddler? No, you don't get that. You don't get to say,
Like Jackie B.
Jackie B was so bitter about it. She was so mad at me.
What? And she was mad at Malone. She was like, what are you doing? You order up the toddler's menu?
I'm with Jackie B for the first time ever.
Let me tell you something. I did not get diarrhea. And also, Nikki, how good was that quesadilla?
It was the fucking best quesadilla I've ever put in my mouth. Ever. And I'm like, what did they do to it? I don't even know.
You know why? Because I probably got charged extra for your fucking quesadilla. You pay per head. You negotiate a rate for food. People don't come and say, oh, do you have a trout? Trout sounds, you know what I'm in the mood for. Do you know it sounds good? Do you make calzone?
It was just a quesadilla, Ross.
You know, you're trying to make your quesadilla. And it's not working.
Oh, no, you did. No, you didn't.
Oh, my God. We were laughing so hard.
I think it held up our food, actually.
I think you were the reason.
I was the reason the whole table got held up.
Fuck off.
I have to say, it was delicious.
You don't order a quesadilla at a wedding.
Well,
when there's a preset menu.
And I got it. And it was worth it.
Oh, my God.
I wish they would have come to me. They should have come to me and said, sir, there's an elderly woman at table 7 who's asking for a quesadilla, what should I do? And I would have said, make the quesadilla and then shove it in her face. Oh. Open it up with hot cheese and put the hot cheese on her face. Till
a lot of anger towards me. Really a lot of anger. Okay, can we talk so about funny. The gift bags?
Oh God, the gift bags.
Please.
Okay.
We got,
yes. Listen to me. There is nothing better than free shit.
Yes, but I've gotten some gift bags that are so terrible. It's like, can I pay you to take this back? I call it vagina cream, where they give you a gift bag full of shit I'll never use. Yeah. Why are you giving me mascara?
This gift bag was very well thought out.
Who thought about this gift bag? Who?
I did.
Okay, I knew it was you because this was one of the best gift bags. And let me tell you why. Of all the weddings, and I've been to a lot of weddings.
Go.
This gift bag was so good because it had snacks in it. Now, Bitter Jackie Beat was like, boy, that gift bag was just one big granola bar. There were so many granola bars in there.
But there was Pringles. There were granola. There were pretzels. There were gummy bears.
Well balanced.
Thank you.
It was very well.
What else was in there?
Well, let me just say, when you're at a hotel in a different country, I mean, you want snacks, right?
Of course.
I thought that was a great idea to have snacks in the gift bag. It held me through.
Great, and a variety of snacks.
Delicious snacks.
There were little Pedialyte things you mix with water to stay hydrated.
Hydration.
What else was in there?
A COVID test.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Which was really Love that. Water bottles. Mm-hmm. Then there were sweet snacks. Then there were savory snacks.
Was so good.
It was perfect. There was a copy of the
magazine was in there. You know what was supposed to be in there that didn't make it?
What?
I had slippers with Ross and Welly made. So everyone after they eat could put on slippers and dance, and they were stuck in China.
Oh my God. They're still in China? Or did you get that?
I think they're still in China. I say, I don't want them now. Cancel. What am I going to do with 150 pairs of slippers with my name on it? I don't need those now.
So they're not on their way.
I don't know where they are.
A contest to give them away if they come.
Well, if they come,
I will do that. We will give them away. That's a
key. I was kind of bummed.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Nikki.
I know we're all excited.
Can you believe how excited we are?
Because it was exciting. I was bummed that that cute t-shirt you were wearing with your kid picture said Ross plus Welly. I was hoping that would be in the gift bag. So I was a little disappointed because I wanted one of those.
It's
a good thing. They were so cute. I wanted one.
Yeah, we had t-shirts made for the karaoke thing with childhood pictures of Welly and I that we wore. Yeah.
So.
And then in the gift bag, there was a face spray.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
A mineral sunscreen cream and a really delicious coconut lip balm. And they were from Mario Badescu. What are they?
Mario Badescu. Yeah.
Really nice.
The great stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. And so
he's spraying his toner on right now.
I love it.
It was so good. That was amazing. So best gift bag ever.
Best gift bag, I have to say.
Yeah. Heather McDonald told me the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. Really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, almost as happy as you know, committing to Wellington for life.
The gift bag is a close second.
Yeah, the gift bag is right there.
And the quesadilla is definitely.
Yes,
I had two happy ending massages.
Oh God, we have to talk. God,
we don't have to talk about it.
We do have to talk about it. So, okay,
One with a straight guy.
Wait, how did this go down? So in Puerto Vallarta, there's a lot of massage places, right? You walk down the street and they're like, massage.
Oh my God. Well, Bethy and I snuck away from the outdoor gathering on the roof, and we went down the street, and Bethy like was like, okay, so we want to get a happy ending massage for him. Who can do it? Like, just yelled it out on the street. The guys were all, she was like, so we took the funicular down.
Did she really say that?
Yeah, she did.
Wow.
He wants a happy ending massage. Who can do it for
him? Oh my God.
Like, Bethy. And I have to say, there was a funicular there from the hotel, you know, that took you down the street.
What is
it was
a little hilly.
It was a little, you know, the little trolley
like
thing that takes you down the hill.
Sure.
Bethy was singing opera on it, Ross. She was singing.
She won't shut the fuck up.
She won't. Anyway.
She will not everywhere. Because someone's birthday comes out, she rushes up to sing happy birthday to the table. Always.
Bethy Hunger Farts.
Continue.
You know, that exhausted me. I don't even want to talk about anything now.
So you got two happy ending massages. So you negotiated with them down there.
You don't really negotiate until you're in the moment.
So you pick
a guy, you go into this little seedy room, you get naked, you get a massage, which was terrible. And then all of a sudden he stops and is like, okay, what would you like to do now? And I'm like, well, isn't the happy ending kind of included in this? And he's like, no, we have options. And he pulls out a menu.
No, an actual menu.
What was on the menu?
Okay. For this amount, you'll just get a jack off. For this amount, I'll get naked and you can touch my body. For this amount, I'll lick your nipples, jack you off, and you can touch my body. A menu, Ross. I'm like, I'm in heaven.
Oh
I'm
my
living
God.
Here.
Was
I'm
the menu in here. English or in Spanish?
It was, it was Spanish English. It had both. It had a slash.
I love that when you go to restaurants and it's like sopa and then it's like soup. You know what I mean? It says
they do that. So he had the menu and I'm like, I don't know what to pick because it took me out of the moment. You know what I mean? So I just said, well, just do the jack off. So he starts jacking me off and he's like, you know, I think you're really funny. And really nice. So I'm going to give you a deal. I'm giving you the top tier for this amount of money. So,
oh my God. So what does the top tier include?
It included everything, licking the nipples.
Did he get naked?
He got naked.
He was so beautiful, had long. Oh, he was so gorgeous, naked. And he let me touch his body. He touched mine. He was so nice. And, but what's funny was that when he started jacking me off, he's like,
oh Lord,
do you have a dog? And I'm like, what? I do. And he's like, what's his name? I'm like, Steve. And he's jacking me off. I'm like, this is so crazy that he's jacking me off, asking me normal questions about my life. Wow. Like it's just normal. Like, it was so weird, Nikki. Like, what? Anyway, he follows me on Instagram. I follow him. We're friends. We chat all the time. He's a straight guy. Love him.
He's straight.
What? Yeah. I just asked him. I said, you're straight, right? He's like, you guessed right. I'm straight. He's like, I love what I do because it makes people happy.
Oh.
Can we get him on the show?
Maybe.
Does he
He's
have a
so
cat?
Cute. He's so nice. What?
Does he have a cat?
Well, he asked you about dogs. Did you find anything more about him? No?
He has a dog, a pit bull. Yeah.
And
so
then
it
who was the other one?
Oh, the other one was a really sweet gay guy. But it's interesting that I knew that that he was straight. It was an energy thing that the other guy was straight and this guy was gay. Very
and
nice.
You texted me something about a cab ride home. Did this really happen?
After the wedding, got in a cab.
I don't know.
Alone texted me after the wedding.
Yeah.
That night, he texted me, home safe. My cab driver gave me a blowjob.
Wait, I did get this text.
Well, I didn't let him give me a
blowjob. I didn't think it was real.
I shouldn't say he gave me a blowjob. I just let him touch me a little bit.
With his mouth?
The story?
A little bit.
So you call a cab.
Wait, with his mouth.
I called the cab from the hotel. The hotel called me a cab. I get into this little cab and we're driving back to the resort.
Did you notice the driver right away?
I did, but it was dark, you know. And then we get back up to the resort and he's like, do you want anything else? I'm like, what else would I want? I just wanted to ride.
Do you want anything else?
Oh, this is fascinating. Okay. Yeah. And so then what did you say?
And then you look at him and you're like, what do you
Yeah, kind of like, no, it's a vibration. I'm like, oh, Oh, I get this. He wants to make some more money.
And so what did you say you wanted?
Well, I kind of thought about getting a blowjob. I thought, oh, well, maybe I could just get a blowjob. But then it was dark and I couldn't really see him that well. And it just seemed a little too dirty.
So he put his mouth on your wiener.
A little bit. Not. I wouldn't say it was I didn't go full tilt, but there's a lot of touching.
Did you like
it? Did you get in the front seat or did he get in the back seat?
Oh, good question.
I just stayed in the back. It was a lot of this motion.
Wait, where did you go? If you're right at the resort, I could have walked up at any time.
Anybody could have walked up. It was right in front of the resort.
Shut up.
Was he cute?
No, he wasn't that cute. That's what stopped me a lot too. But sometimes, you know, you just need interaction. Sometimes you don't have to be, just put a bag on their head.
Nothing ever like this happens to me.
Ever. No.
Always to me. It's a vibration.
Never does anyone postmates me and then...
No,
mates me. It doesn't happen.
Why?
I'm married, and that's
my whole life. It's been like that.
Wow. And what I find fascinating too is that you haven't left the house, you haven't done anything, and you were scared to even go to Mexico, and you hooked up 3 times in Mexico.
Look at him.
I did, and now I want to go back. I'm already planning my trip to go back.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. I love it there. I feel because it's my childhood. I didn't expect that. Yeah. I didn't expect to be brought back to my childhood. It felt like home.
Do you have any regrets now? Any regrets turning down that generous offer of a free room?
No, I don't have regrets about that. I would turn it down again.
Yeah. But I'll promise you this. You'll never have to turn it down again. I'll never offer you a free room.
Can you imagine Ross and I in the same room? No. Ross,
no, I can't.
It would be fighting and throwing things. You'd probably throw me off the balcony. Like, it would be awful. The minute my plane landed, I get a text. Have you landed?
Yeah.
Where are you? Can you come up to the roof? I mean, boom, boom, boom.
You
can I just be left alone with a massage
I'm
therapist,
sorry.
Please?
I'm sorry to make you feel wanted.
No.
How amazing.
I love that about you, but.
How amazing that this trip sort of opened up this new, like, travel in you that maybe would not have been opened up without Ross and Ellie's Ready, right?
Yes. It opened up a lot, Ross,
so
for me.
Cool.
And Nikki, thank you for saying that. It did. It opened me up. Felt like, I could do this. I could travel. I could be around people again.
I'm so happy that's what came out of the weekend. It's my
wedding. I wasn't
wedding.
Involved in the
it's
wedding
my
at all.
Wedding. That's what came out of the weekend.
Wait,
can't,
Malone,
that's not
I have
the
a question.
Story that you got blown in a cab and got a straight guy to lick your nipples. That can't be the story of the weekend.
That has to be the story.
Married.
You brought it up.
Malone, did you cry at the wedding?
I did not cry, but I want to say thanks to Adon, you know, our friend Adon.
Who listens to the program.
Who I love.
Listens to the program. Ross's
deeply.
Friend. You got your friend.
We're having happy hour. Nikki and I are having happy hour with him today.
Will you please? Okay, Welly. I want to say on the show, thank you, Adon. Adon held my hand with my social anxiety. He was right there with me the whole time for me, almost like a plus one. I love him. I can't thank him enough for being so understanding and nurturing of who I am, understood me. And I'm really grateful for Adon. Adon was crying so hard during the wedding. And here was me just going like, what are you doing?
So let me ask, when you say there was one person who didn't cry, was that you that you were talking about?
I believe that would be correct.
I knew
you were the one person who didn't cry.
I'm the one person.
I thought you were going to say it was Jackie Beat.
What?
She didn't cry either.
You?
I was watching her. She didn't cry.
Jackie cried. Okay. I'm sure of it.
Jackie didn't cry.
Why didn't you cry? Were you just drained from your multiple orgasms?
I will say I got a little, the feeling like I could, you know, like that when it comes up in you, but then I stopped it. Cause I'd look at Adon with tears just coming down his eyes and then I'd make a joke out of it.
Yeah. I want you to examine that. Wow. You wouldn't even cry at my wedding.
I didn't cry.
Wow.
I should have been that flower girl. Mm-hmm. It was taken.
So women's violently. Pants from Nordstrom Rack. Where were they from?
Nordstrom Rack.
Yeah. In a cobalt blue. And I talk about giveaways. Malone is giving away his outfit that he wore to the wedding. So we've already put this on our social media. So if you want his women's size, what size pant?
Size large women's stretch pants.
Yes, his Target poppy shirt, size XL, and the wide brim black Sun Hat. Amazon. Yeah. Malone is going to give that away. So if you want it, you can go on our social media and put in the comment section why you deserve it, why you should be the person who wins that. Postage will be included. We'll reveal the winner on next week's show. Okay.
Ooh.
So just the best wedding in the history of time. And I really, despite the quesadilla and the cobalt blue pants from Nordstrom Rack, it was beautiful. Hey. It was beautiful with a little cum stain on it. It was beautiful, the wedding, I have to say. Just beautiful. And we're going to give those pants away. I want to thank everybody involved. And number one, I want to thank Wellington, who's just the best. The best.
Best.
Okay. Hey, guys, when we come back, I have, you know, those things where I buy somebody who I feel like only I want to interview. And
you mean every guest?
Yeah. And I make you guess who they are and why they're related to our show. Well, we have one of them coming up. You're going to guess who they are and what connection they have with. Now, I just want to say this. They have a connection with me. All right.
Okay.
And so stupid, but it's, I'm so excited. So coming up, we're going to meet that person and find out how they're connected. But much more straight talk on the way.
Street talk with Ross. Street talk with Ross. With TV's Ross Matthews and friends.
Okay, gotta go. Bye. Gotta go.
Hi.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
Judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
It's Street Talk with Ross. Street Talk with Ross. With TV's Ross Matthews and friends.
Okay, I can't do it.
It's too much.
Welcome to the program, everybody. Welcome back. So I teased that we are going to have a guest joining us. You have no idea who this is, but joining us now, I'd like to welcome to the very, for the very first time, I haven't met you before either. We've only corresponded in the DMs. Please welcome Emily to the program. Hello, Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Okay, I have to say, Emily, you're very cute. Striking.
Smile.
Orange hair, beautiful smile.
Thanks.
I'd like you to meet Malone and Nikki, two of the co-hosts.
Hi.
Hi.
And I'm Ross. Nice to meet you for the first time.
It's so nice to meet you. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. I got a message from Emily and she said, Ross, you did something. and I said, what? And then I realized who Emily was.
Okay. What's going on here?
And it's why I love the world, because of course that Emily would reach out to me for this. And then one of the first things I said, oh my God, I love blah, blah, blah. And then I said, would you come on my podcast? And Emily, without hesitation, said, yes, of course you would. And here you are. Now, I want to, Malone and Nikki, to ask you some questions to try to figure out exactly who you are, Emily. And you can answer yes and no. And we'll just see how close they get.
So fun. Okay.
All right. Emily, is this all wedding related that why you were here?
No.
Okay.
Emily, is it something you do outside?
No.
I'll say it has nothing to do with what Emily does.
Yeah.
There's a reason Emily knows me and we have a connection.
Does it?
Are you
connected through Moldavite?
Are you
Moldavite?
Are we connected through Moldavite? Do you know what Moldavite is?
No. No, I don't know what Moldavite is.
Are you related to Ross, like a long lost
No.
No, don't think so. That would be even really crazier, wouldn't it be?
That would be,
it
cool. would
be really cool. No, that's not it.
Oh God, Malone and I are never good at this.
Is it you. Something that you do for work?
No.
No, that's five questions. No, there is a connection Emily and I share.
Share.
And Emily reached out to me and said, we share this connection. And I never thought, I never even dreamed that someone would reach out and say this to me.
Is she a cult leader?
Yeah.
Is she a witch?
But that's not related.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, no, you'd relate on that cult
You
level.
Are not a cult leader, are you, Emily?
No, I am not a cult leader.
No. And then Nikki asked, are you a witch? Are you a bruja?
No.
No, she's not a witch, no.
But they connect.
I mean, I might be. I don't know.
Oh, right.
Yeah, boy, she's open to it.
It's not it's not spirituality. It's nothing spiritual, right?
I don't think so.
Spiritual connection to...
I feel a spiritual connection as well, but it is not based in spirituality, no. There's a reason. There's something that connects Emily and I. The universe brought us together.
Food?
It has nothing to do with food, does it, Emily?
No, it does not.
Does it have anything to do with drugs?
No.
That's 10 questions. You get 20.
Okay.
You're getting you narrowly. There is,
sex.
I will say.
Something sexual.
Emily, is it sexual?
No,
have we had sex, Emily, you
no.
and I?
No. I'm sorry to say.
Not yet. Not yet, Emily.
You have a minivan.
No. What?
Dude, she does not have a minivan.
I mean,
Emily,
maybe they both wanted minivans.
I've always wanted a minivan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh God, we are. I mean, is this an obvious thing or is it?
It will. When you hear, it's not obvious at all.
Okay.
It has to do with something I've talked about on this program and on my social media and on television. I've talked
Cats.
About this. What?
Cats.
Yes.
What?
Do you remember
Cat?
You know Joy Boy.
Yes.
Who came to my back door on Long Island, and I thought it was a girl named Joy because she brought me joy, and it turns out he's a boy.
Right.
And I named him Joy Boy. I talked about him here. He's been on my social media. He comes to see me every single day. I talked about him on the Drew Barrymore show.
Good job, Malone.
I get a direct message from Emily who says, Ross, you made my cat famous. Please welcome to the program, Joy Boy's mom, Emily.
Emily, oh my gosh. Ooh. You're Joy Boy's mom?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
so many
Sister
questions.
Mom, I'm not sure.
I love it.
How Sister did you mom. First find out the Joy Boy was Ross's cat?
Oh my goodness. I found out because he was, okay, so his name is Milo.
That's Joy Boy's real name, Milo, okay?
My name, long name, Miles Davis. My dad named him. But yeah, he usually will stay outside for maybe 2 days max, and he didn't come home for like a week, and we were freaking out. We were like, oh my goodness, like and we spoke with John, who is a neighbor of both of us.
Yes.
And he said, you know, one of our neighbors made your cat famous. And I was like, who? What are you talking about? And I look on your Instagram and I see a little picture of Milo. I'm like, oh my gosh, he probably
this is
has
hilarious.
Him.
Like, he probably has him. Like,
my first thought was like, he's in his home right
this is
now.
So good. This
no,
is
no,
so
no.
Good.
He's never, I just want to say for the record, he's never been in my home. He doesn't stay there. He just comes and visits every day, like twice a day. He just
he's
comes.
Such a sweetie. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you see that Ross bottom? A bed and like the treats. Were you seeing all this?
I didn't see. I just found this out literally this week. We just connected.
Yeah.
So,
I did do that, but it's more
that's
of like
so
a,
sweet.
Think of it as a day bed. It's like a chaise.
Oh my God. I am in no way opposed to Milo getting all of the love and affection from everyone in the neighborhood.
Oh, okay. So let's back up.
Cause everyone's cat.
So you thought he was gone for, did you assume he was gone? Like you had lost
him? No, because he has always been an outdoor cat. We used to live in another part of Long Island, and he was friends with all of the neighbors. He's always been one to explore. So if it's been a week, like we start to get worried and like we start to ask the neighbors, but
there's no cat like him.
He's always made it
back. Let me tell you, Emily, you know this, and I want to get a little backstory on Joy Boy, Milo. you know, I have always been very, very scared of cats because there was a mean cat growing up to me. It was very mean to me. And then when I was like probably 30, I had a dream about a gray cat coming to my door and putting its paws on my face and telling me, you are fat and you are lazy. You need to get your shit together. And so I've always thought a gray cat's going to come to me in real life. And when I bought this house, I opened the door and Joy Boy just walks up to me. I'm like, what the fuck? And I start, and he comes up and I start petting him. And I said to Wellington, I said, I'm petting a cat. I couldn't believe it was happening. And then Joy Boy comes every day now. It's like it's meant to be. I've never met a cat like this. So tell me, what is Milo's story? When did you get him? What was he like?
How old is he?
All of it.
Oh yeah, totally. So we got him when I think I was like 16. After our last cat had passed away.
So how long ago was that?
I'm 24, so maybe that was 8 years ago.
Okay, so he's at least 8. Oh,
he is at least 8. When we got him, at an Animal League on Long Island, North Shore Animal League.
Of course you did.
Yes, we did.
And so you went to the shelter and you saw, how'd you pick him out of all the kitties?
I went there with my dad and my stepmom, and I saw this cat who just looked so relaxed and at ease. And I went up to him and he was so affectionate from the get-go. I was like, this is the cat. Whenever I find a cat, it takes me 30 seconds because that is just like, there's that connection or there isn't. And I've been blessed with the best cats in the world. And Milo is definitely an example of that, but apparently he was 4 when we got him. So he's between 8 and 12, I would say.
Oh, baby. Oh, he's a grandma.
He's an old man.
Oh, he's so sweet. You know, he like nudges me when I take out the treats and he hits my hand with his head, like, hurry up, homo. He hits it.
And I was just visiting home a few days ago and we took a walk to go find him and we went on your street and we were just yelling Milo, and he comes out, runs out as if he hadn't been gone for a week. He was just like, oh hey guys, how you doing? My 3-year-old sister comes up and is like, Milo, like, where have you been?
So let me ask you this, I'm confused. He doesn't come home every night, so he's hanging out near Ross's house as his like sort of home away from home.
It's his vacation house.
Yeah. Right. His vacation house. Cause he knows he has a chaise lounge and treats at all times. Yeah. So was he just like hanging out under a tree? Where does he go?
I think he literally just goes into people's homes. They feed him and teach it. Like
knows about him. I got a picture from the neighbor across the street that says, is this your cat? Cause he's here. And I'm like, no, that's not mine. I don't know.
So cute.
He always takes off his collars too. It's so frustrating. Every time you put a collar on him, he takes it off or somebody takes it off. I have no idea what
he's like a
what
free spirit.
I've never seen him.
He can't be tied down.
Yeah. He can't be.
Oh my gosh. He had a tile on his collar for a very long time. And it was so funny because it hung so low.
So you don't mind that he comes and visits me and.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely not. I felt so bad. Okay. So I moved to Brooklyn like 2 years ago. And I felt so bad when I moved because I was like his main source of like calming affection. Like my sister loves him to death, but she is 3, so she is a toddler and she does not know how to do it.
Understood. So he lives with your parents on Long Island still. You're in Brooklyn, so you come in the weekends and see him. And so he's probably been looking for some, you know.
Yeah,
he definitely has.
A connection with someone.
Feminine energy, which is why came and found me. Okay, so because I was feeling guilty that like, okay, I'm like, people are, no, so I shouldn't. Because you know, people are like, don't feed the animals, don't feed the anything, but it's okay. I can give him treats.
Well, give him treats, give him love. Like he found you for a reason. I mean, he was, he's got a good picker.
Oh, that makes me so happy. Nice. Can I ask you the most important question?
Yeah, of course.
Did you know who I was before this?
I did. Yes, I did.
Isn't that exciting?
The most important question. I had no idea that it was you. Because John was so cryptic with describing
my neighbor.
Neighbor was so cryptic in describing who you were. So we had to do like a little investigation.
I want to know how he described you.
How did he describe you?
He said, reality TV star, popular with 20 somethings. And
look at you.
And I was 20 something. Like, okay, so that could be literally anyone. Sorry.
It's Heidi Montag has your cat.
Oh my my gosh, imagine.
Oh, wow. I got to meet Joy Boy Miles when I was there.
I met
Joy Boy. Yeah.
That is so sweet.
I know. Yeah. He's a little Bubba. He's sweet. He knows what he wants. He's smart. He comes in.
He's very spiritual too.
He is. Mm-hmm. And can I call him Joy Boy? Do you mind if I call him Joy Boy?
Call him whatever. I mean, I don't think that cats really know what their names are most of the time anyway.
So. Yeah, right.
Not sure everything matters, but.
Emily, now you're family of our show because I feel like, we're in-laws at this point,
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. If you ever
Let's have Thanksgiving together.
Okay, sounds good. If you ever need anything with our little cat, you let me know. And I am.
Absolutely.
I'm here. And if you're wondering if he's at my house, just message me and I'll let you know. Okay.
Aww, thank you so much. I love to hear that. Thank you so much for giving him love and affection.
Aww. Of course. Really thank appreciate you. It. I'm so happy that we met you. And look how wonderful she is. And the universe did this. And her gray cat brought you for a reason. What do you do, Emily?
I just graduated from college. Yes, 2 days ago.
Wow.
And I work for a nonprofit that works in adult education.
Nice. What was your degree in? Impact.
My degree was in psychology.
Oh, we need that around here.
Yeah, could you help us?
She could be the straight
talk. We could use some adult education.
Psychiatrist.
Yeah.
We educate you.
And so you live in Brooklyn now, and are you dating? Yeah. What's your story?
I am dating. Yes.
Good for
I'm
you.
Out there.
Good.
That's a good place for it.
Are you on the apps or no?
I'm not on the apps right now, but I was on Hinge for a while.
Yeah, when I was dating on apps, I was on that app Neighbor Kitty. You know, Neighbor Kitty.
Meow.
Yeah, she said meow.
Oh, Neighbor Kitty.
Neighbor Kitty.
Neighbor Kitty. You got way more than you bargained for on that site.
Yeah, I know. All right. Well, listen, Emily from Long Island, now in Brooklyn. Milo, Joy Boy's sister family.
They're Mormon. It's fine.
I just want to thank you for coming on and being fabulous and spotting Joy Boy at the North Shore Animal League and knowing that he needed to be with you so he could be with me and the world could be as it's supposed to be.
Oh my gosh. So well said.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Emily, do you want to give your social media
nice
or do you want to be
you.
Anonymous?
Sure. My social media is holy_Emily with two eyes.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, holy_ Emily with two I's.
Emily with an O, sorry.
Emoly. So just spell it for the people. Dear, I can't do it all.
holy_EMOLYY.
EMOLYY. Got it. We'll tag you too on our Hello Ross Pod Instagram too.
Milo Joy Boy should be a guest on the show. It should just be
Oh my god, absolutely.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. Next time. Oh, I should do a little cutout. Okay, here's the deal. We gotta go. Emily, you are just delightful. Thanks for being even better than I ever pictured.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye.
We'll see you soon.
Emily.
See you in the neighborhood.
Nice meeting you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Bye. Oh my god.
She's so good.
Yeah. You guys.
That was really good. That was really good.
Don't you love social media? Like she could literally go, oh, my neighbor's a cat. And then she's like seeing her cat in all your videos. Could you imagine?
I know. It just made me laugh so much. And I was like, these are the people I want to interview on our program.
Absolutely. And she's so open to it all. Like, just like, oh, he can go visit you. I love that he visits. She was great.
No guilt. No more guilt.
Yeah.
Well, that's the episode. And so I want to thank you all. Thank you for everyone who was involved with the wedding. Thank you so much. It was a dream come true. And now our happy life together begins. And I just am so grateful and in love and happy. And thank you both for being here.
Congratulations.
Are you kidding? It was an honor and it was beautiful.
It was dynamic.
It was wonderful. And I'm so happy. And I'm happy that we could share it with the Straight Talkers. So thank you. And we'll see you next week. And thank a big thanks to Emily, Joy Boy and Mom. Thank you. Zach, thank you. Thanks so much, dear. Thank you, Emily.
Straight talk with Ross. And Patricky. Straight talk with Ross.
Jesus.
I don't know about you, but investing your money is like a foreign language to me. I'm not qualified to do it. That's why you need qualified help. And whether you're eager to get started with investing or you already know the ropes and want to diversify your portfolio, SoFi has your back. No commissions on trading stocks and ETFs, plus no account fees or hidden fees. Use fractional shares that start as low as $5 to buy brand name stocks, even if you don't have a couple grand lying around. Complimentary financial planners are ready to help you with any questions, whether you're stuck on where to start or you need help deciding what to do next. You can save for retirement with traditional Roth and SEP IRAs. Get hands-on with active investing or let SoFi's number one ranked automatic investing tool take the stress out of building and managing a diversified portfolio by doing it for you. You can set your own investment goals from saving for retirement to building up a down payment. Quarterly auto rebalancing with no SoFi management fee. You can explore the world of cryptocurrency too, alongside the rest of your investments. SoFi protects against fraud and theft to keep your crypto secure. Redeem reward points into crypto. And here's how you do it. You cut through the jargon and make investing easier with SoFi. Visit SoFi.com/Ross to learn how you can win up to $1,000 in stock when you open up an account. That's SoFi, S-O-F-I. SoFi.com/Ross. Brokerage and active investing products offered through SoFi Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. All investments involve risk, including the loss of principal. Past performance does not guarantee future results or future performance.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band, like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.